Slackers Ate My Neighbors, Episode 4, Take 25.
Yes?
Koyubi.
Time, and I don't even know if we have an excuse. Shit's been all over the fucking walls, all this bullshit going on, all sorts of things. But first off, thank you for joining us. I'm your host, back again, Teen Idol, the hardcore movie fan. Joining me this week is our video game expert, Rab.
Like, it's literally been like a year, like I counted.
It feels like it.
It's been so long, dude. Like, I don't even fucking know.
And unfortunately, this episode, since the bullshit is still going on, our female voice, Crispy, will not be joining us. Like half the people just fucking tuned out right now. I'm gone.
Turned it off. Fuck these guys.
I'm sure Crispy's gonna be mad that we're doing this without her, but she wasn't answering our calls. Or text anymore. Her computer's busted. That's our luck. But, I guess the show must go on for time's sake, since it's been, like, at least a month and a half, probably more.
You're tripping, dude. We went to Evo, like, so long ago.
It was July, dude. Like, July 26th or something.
So long ago.
All right. Well, yeah. Before we get into more of the bullshit, this episode we have a special surprise, special guest. You've heard us mention this man's name and handsomeness many times before. And even though this is like the eighth time we're trying to record this, it still feels like magic. Right, Rab?
Yeah, whatever. I have no idea what you're getting at.
All right. Well, I'm talking about
the love.
Talking about our special guest host, ladies and gentlemen, the fucking grand premiere of our anime expert, Yosef.
Sup, babies.
Sup. What's up?
How many times have we done this intro?
Like, yeah, seriously, so like so many run-throughs. Just, I don't even have faith right now.
Like, all our jokes are dried out. It's like nothing to say anymore.
Like, 10 ran through my head. I was like, done. No, done it. No, done it. No, done it. Damn it.
All right. Well, before we go on with more Yosef love, we got to explain our fucking bullshit. So, basically, like we said, this is like the eighth time we're trying to record this episode. And every single time we tried in the past, everything would go fine up until the very end when our fucking audio would just, for some reason, stop recording or not record anything at all. Last time we tried recording this was maybe like 2 weeks ago, maybe a little bit more. We did the whole show, which came out to be maybe like an hour 50, an hour 40. And for some reason, only about 40 minutes of that episode recorded, and it was the last half. So our reviews were supposed to be Tokyo Zombie and Bio Zombie, and the entire first half of the show got cut off. So all we have now is the second half, starting with the Bio Zombie review. And I'm going to edit that in at the very last part of the show. So on that part of the show, you're going to hear Crispy. You're going to hear all of us. And obviously, it's a couple weeks old, so we're going to be mentioning shit like we might go watch Halloween 2 or Final Destination, which we didn't, but whatever. So,
as soon as you said Crispy's going to be back on the second half, like half of the viewers just magically joined back in.
Yeah, like, arr! Their fucking ears just went up. But, yeah, aside from that, lots of personal bullshit going on in my part. How have you guys been?
Magical. I went through my red ring. Rab's going through his right now.
Well, that
fucking on me, son of a bitch.
Oh, that red ring.
Like, and it's such a fucking hilarious way that it happened, because you got your red ring, you sent your Xbox to fucking Microsoft, it took like 9 days, and then the day you get yours back, mine goes ahead and fucking red rings.
And for those of you who don't know, we're talking about Xboxes dying on us because they're scrimp. It's still a fantastic console, but it's still scrimp. Microsoft just doesn't care.
But I do have to say, I don't remember exactly what the term is, but it's something like out of misery comes glory, where it's like, at my 360 being gone for so long, I just had to get it done with and pull out my Dreamcast, and dear God, I've fallen in love again. Power Stone.
Dreamcast. Shenmue.
Typing of the Dead.
Jet Set Radio.
MDK2.
CBS 2. Alpha 2.
Marvel, baby.
Jeez. Whoa. Whoa. I don't know about that one. All right, but yeah.
Knights? Everybody, you guys play Knights?
Huh?
You guys play Knights on the Dreamcast?
Knights?
Yeah. Nope.
No.
That was like the fucking Knights.
The main, wait, no. Am I tripping? I think that was Dreamcast. Was that fucking Sega Saturn? Am I tripping?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Fuck off. Just go.
But yeah, as you can tell, everybody's been going through their own bullshit. Dreamcast dying, all this crap.
Dreamcast dying?
Yeah. I mean, Xbox dying.
Dreamcast never dies.
Dreamcast being fucking just
turning 10
up.
Years old. Turning, yeah. 10 years old. Yeah. Like a few weeks ago.
Lots of Street Fighter tournament going on. Tournaments. Yeah. But we'll get to that in the rabble. So, since we don't have a first review, I'm going to say it straight up. I'm fucking tired of talking about Tokyo Zombie. I never want to talk about that movie ever again. We're just going to skip it as a whole. We're just going to do all our usual intros and shit. Like the news, question, mini reviews, the rabble, and then it'll just go on to the second half that the audio saved. So, on to the intros, guys. Yosef. Oh, Yosef. The anime.
Yes, sir.
Guy. I gotta admit, I've been pretty scrimp on the anime for the past couple year.
Years?
Years.
Yeah. You went to AX, you watched like two anime, and then decided you were done.
I gotta be in the right mood, man. I have nothing against it.
I just finished one that was built for you.
Alright, we'll get to that. But first, even though it may seem like anime is pretty obvious and everybody knows what it is, apparently starting this whole podcast has broadened my views into a very scary world where people don't know where zombies are and shit. So, for the sake of conversation and just intro, Yosef, you gotta let the fans know what you're all about. And you gotta prove yourself. Let them know why you're the anime expert. So why don't you start off by a simple question telling us, what is anime to you? What is anime in general? And trying to remember, I had a good... Oh, wait a minute. I wrote it down. Yes. Explain to us why you prefer more anime than something like a horror movie or just any movie in general.
Well, the simple answer behind anime over horror movies because anime has horror and horror movies in it, so I would be able to get the best of both worlds. But the differences between anime and most of your live-action nonsense...
real life.
The RL.
Well, anime is pretty much... They are Japanese cartoons. That is the only difference, except the age range and the purpose behind them are completely different. The word anime purely means animation. It's the Japanese word for animation. And unlike American cartoons, which are based on being for children and attempting to be funny, most anime is very serious. Some of it's very funny. Some of it is purely adult only. But I think that answers the what is anime question.
Okay, that's a good... I remember the first time we did this, you had a really good explanation, but...
Yeah, I really wish you still had that. I do remember that, and I should have wrote it down.
Just calling you out like, yeah, it was better last time, this time was kind of grim.
No, I'm just saying, like the first time we did this, and even the second time, like, everything was really cool, everything was on point, and now we just... It's like starting a whole new podcast all over again since it's been so long. It's kind of hard to get back in the groove.
Well, something else is, it might just be that way to you because you've heard me say it like 10 times.
Yes, I have.
So, yeah.
But okay, so it's a good explanation either way. Since this is a horror movie podcast, are there any horror animes that you like or you'd like to fucking recommend to horror movie fans? Because, I mean... It's hard enough trying to pitch a horror movie podcast at people that don't really care that much for horror movies, at least not as much as I do. So it's going to be like a million times harder to pitch at them like, hey, go watch this scary cartoon. It's cool. Obviously, not many people watch cartoons anymore, so they may find anime a little hard to get into.
The strange thing about that question, the recommendations, is that there's so many different types of horror. Because anime is just like real movies. There are comedies, horrors, all that everything has, except there are different types of horrors. There's zombie horrors, like one I just finished called Toko, T-O-K-K-O, where it has mostly drama, zombie, or I guess they're zombies, they're demons, but close enough. And they're running around trying to kill all these people, and then there's a super police squad that just runs around with swords killing the shit out of them, like hacking everything to pieces. It's pretty sick. Many people have probably heard of Blood. Blood the Last Vampire.
I saw the movie many years ago.
Yeah, there is a live action.
Not the live action, the actual anime cartoon.
Oh, you saw the anime. Okay, sick.
It's like 40 minutes long. But I saw it...
Yeah, it's pretty short.
Saw it many years ago, and I remember liking it quite a bit.
There's an animated series that I think is like 24, 25 episodes. No, it's 50. It's 50 episodes. It's a full series. It's not as good as the movie. Like, the movie, it cuts everything from 50 episodes down to less than an hour, which is all you need. So for a good zombie run-around chick with a sword, check out Blood, the Last Vampire. What's up?
Does it have boobies?
No.
Blood does not, no.
It's a Toko very serious anime.
T-O-K-K-O. Toko does have boobies, though. Very brief, though.
One thing, just real quick, one thing, yeah. Like, I'm glad you brought that up, Rob. We gotta start getting back into our vulgar mood where this podcast just gets down and gritty. I think we've been slacking on that quite a bit. And I kind of thought about that earlier, and I we'll get to that. I just keep going.
Well, I was gonna say everybody's heard of this, but for the sake of simplicity, sure, why not? Helsing. A lot of people have heard of it. It's an English. It's one of the animes that I do suggest to watch in English because the voice is just done better. It's an English anime, or it's a Japanese anime taking place in, I don't know, where somewhere that has, no, like an English accent, as in British. I suggest that one in English because in Japanese it just sounds fucking weird.
I saw like 15 minutes of Helsing one day and then I just never went back to it.
Really?
Not that it's
anime was built for you.
It didn't suck or anything. Like, I just, something came up and I just stopped watching it and I just didn't go back to it.
Mm. And then the last one I'm going to bring up is my, it's in my top five personal favorites of all anime. It is a horror. It's not zombies, nothing. It's mental trauma, like, keep you up at night horror.
That's
it's called
good.
Paranoia Agent. And it's pretty much this chick who, or it's a bunch of people, but there's this one character who runs around just doing secret mental murders where he's just wiping people out. It looks like he's causing illusions and shit. I don't want to give away too much because if I give anything away, it's not worth watching. Because it is one of those animes where halfway through you're just watching and then 2 seconds you're just thinking, oh, fuck. And then you're up for the next 2 days. So that's probably, if I'm going to suggest an anime, it'd be Paranoia Agent.
Okay, well there's a couple horror animes for all you listeners out there. It's
were you going to say something? Like something?
No, go on.
That anime, like the way you describe it, kind of reminds me of how when I took a cinema class, they one of the movies we watched,
Yosh.
Like, fuck me to try to, like, remember the name of it. But, like, the thing the teacher was trying to convey was that, like a lot of Japanese horror, they don't so much emphasize in, like, the jump scares and the monsters and stuff.
They're not at all. Not at all.
Or, like, get in
your
head.
Or attacking
your
soul. Yeah, they attack your soul more than anything.
Yeah, they just, like, fucking, like, spook you more than just like, ugh. You just get like freaked out for like,
more like strong imagery and shit too.
Yeah,
like what I said, it's like in 2 seconds you're just gonna instantly think, oh fuck, and then you're gonna be awake for the next like day and a half, 2 days.
Well, do you remember like why he brought that up? Because did you take that at Mission?
Yeah,
because I took cinema there too, obviously, and like we didn't go through like much of horror at all. Only like a early time period with like Cabinet of Dr. Caligari and stuff, but go on.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the movie, just some fucking freaky Japanese black and white thing.
All right, well, yeah.
Let me just add one more thing about the whole what is anime that I left out that's actually pretty important. Anime is the animated form of manga, which is Japanese books that it's pretty much manga and anime, same thing, just slight variations. The anime is based off of a manga. So if you've ever heard people manga, however, whatever you've heard people say, manga, it's pretty much the heart and soul to anime is the book form. So that's a little bit more into the origin of anime.
They're kind of like really thick Japanese comic books. That's how I see them.
Yeah,
kind of. They're more book. They're book shaped. They're not comic book shaped. Book shaped, but yes, they
I'm
are
saying, like, they're really
graphic
thick
novels.
Okay, well, those are some recommendations and explanations for you. Like we mentioned before, horror has so many subgenres now, and it's just such a widely defined term now that you don't exactly have to see a bunch of violence on screen and monsters just for it to be called a horror movie. And I mean, Japanese movies, which is like what this whole episode was all about, Japanese horror movies, those are like perfect examples of that. If you look back at stuff like The Ring, the original one, and even American Remake, which was good, not much violence, but more like strong imagery of, like, I think her name was Samara or some shit, crawling out of the well. Really scary shit. I just saw the original, like, not that long ago, because I was curious since I liked the American Remake. And it was still fucking scary as hell. That movie's still good. I like it. The Ring. So, yeah. Yosef, anime guy. Love him. Like we do.
Love what?
You.
Wars? Sir. Oh, I love anime, yes.
You, sir. Love you, not anime. You.
Oh. Sure. Okay. Why not?
All right. Moving on. It's our shtick. Moving on. Feel kind of bad that Crispy's not here. I gotta admit.
quit saying that. You're just going to make people run away even more.
we miss our female.
Like, people are getting back on and then leaving again.
Yeah.
Okay, well, since we don't have much, because I'm plugging in that second half of the show and we're skipping Tokyo Zombie, I got to keep coming up with shit to talk about. So,
wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. Just to give you like a few minutes to figure out what the fuck we're going to talk about. Should we all just give like a quick like number review of what the fuck we thought of Tokyo Zombie? Just a number.
All right. Just quick.
I watched it so long ago, but
yeah.
All right, just like a quick fucking run through of our thoughts of Tokyo Zombie.
Sure, that sounds good.
All right, go Rab. Good idea.
I liked it. I give it a fucking. What did I give it back then? I gave it, I think, like a 6.5. But in retrospect, I'd say maybe like a 7.5. Just because, like, the whole, like, style, like, it's not, like, scary. Like, it's a funny, like, buddy zombie movie. And they're, like, wrestlers. Like, they wrestle with each other and shit. And it's just, like, it's cute. Like, it's just, like, funny, you know? Yeah, whatever. It's not, like, super scary. I liked it. You should watch it. That's what I say. Go, Joe.
Me being a fan, like you said, there were martial arts in there. There were wrestling. But me being a fan of martial arts, of Japanese culture, of comedy, and since it's starting me on zombies, that movie was just epic for me. I'm going to give it a solid 8 because
it was
fucking meant. I saw it a long time ago, and I want to give it an 8 because when I saw it, that's how I felt. And I just thought, like, for some reason, this scene just keeps popping up in my head when they're on the mountain in the beginning and some girlfriend is trying to bury her boyfriend's mom, but she won't shut up, so she just gets a shovel and, like, golf swings her head across the city. I was fucking bursting out laughing for a good, like, 10 minutes of that part.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with an 8.
Okay, well, I think I gave it on my MySpace blog like a 6.5, and I stuck by it in the last episode. But as time goes by more and more, I kind of like it less and less.
I knew you were going to say that, and you're only saying that because we've talked about it so goddamn much.
That's true. That has to, like, listeners.
That has an impact, yeah.
Take that into consideration. I'm tired of this talking about this movie. I'll probably never watch it again for the rest of my life. But when the first time I saw it, I gave it a 6.5. But now, I'm just going to give it a 5. Average score.
Aww.
The first half is very funny. It's a fun, buddy zombie movie that made me laugh. But then the second half drags on forever. It's not funny anymore. It turns into a Land of the Dead social class issue type movie. It just gets really boring, really long. I thought it lost all its personality in the second half. I give it a 5. It has a lot of CG, too, but that didn't bug us that much. It's not a bad thing. I say check it out, but don't expect much from it. And this episode is a train wreck, but I don't care.
This episode has been brought to you by Pringles.
Pizza flavor.
This just in, fuck the Knicks.
This just in, fuck the Knicks.
Marvel, baby. But okay, okay. Moving on. So yeah, that was our Yosef introduction. That was our, I guess, shit Tokyo Zombie review. And now I guess we'll move on to the Worldwide Weird. Normal segment we usually have where we just talk about strange, funny stories that happen in the news. The first time we tried recording this, there was a story about a giant worm found on the floor somewhere, and it reminded me of Tremors. You guys remember that?
Yes, you were talking something about, like, eating bugs?
Yes, that was the first time we tried recording it. I think, like, the third or fourth time we tried recording it, it was when John Hughes had just passed, director of 16 Candles and Some Kind of Wonderful and stuff. And now, try number 45 of recording this episode.
800 more people died.
A lot more Honestly. People died. Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze, come on. Rest in peace, mm-hmm. buddy. Ghost. I like Ghost. I don't care who laughs at me. I like that movie. You guys.
Everybody's saying Ghosts.
So I figure now that movie is like an like an autobiography.
Oh,
too soon, no, man. No, I didn't. I meant to say too soon, but like I just choked up. I couldn't believe you just did, you just said that. I should really edit that out. I'm really mad at you right now.
No, that was funny.
I'm so good at that. I'm so good at dead celebrity humor. But I still have other podcasts.
Well, I have Ghost in VHS, so Patrick Swayze, just ignore this guy. But yeah, that's not part of the Worldwide Weird, actually. Time to get gritty again with our fucking vulgar humor. Gotta bring it back someday.
And balls.
What perfect tits. Day than today? And what perfect topic than this topic? Guys, men out there. Megan Fox.
Mine. Dibs called it.
Jennifer's body.
Seconds.
Seconds.
Sloppy ass seconds.
Fuck it, dude. I'll take seconds on Megan Fox.
Fuck it, dude. I'll take thirds. I really don't care.
Yeah, seriously.
Megan Fox, Jennifer's body.
Colin Shoddy.
Okay. Okay. The reason why this is part of the Worldwide Weird is because Jennifer's body opened up yesterday, Friday. No, wait. What's today? Sunday?
Today's Sunday.
Yeah, the day before yesterday, Friday. And I was excited for this movie. It looked fun. Like, not just because Megan Fox is in it, but it's just like, you know, hot chick is like a demon. She's killing people. Sounds like good times. Night of the Demons all over again. But sad news, according to Dread Central, the movie has fucking tanked. It opened up in fifth place and only earned $6.8 million, and it cost $16 million to make. So that's a really, really fucking huge disappointment.
Wait, what? They made how much?
It made $6.8 million.
Ouch. Fucking
and it
A.
cost $16
million? Yeah.
Ouch.
Opened up in fifth place. So, I mean, Fox has been quoted to saying that they expected the movie to open up at least second because of the like teenage fan base of like Transformers and shit, Megan Fox. So, I mean, yeah, she's really hot. I don't know what happened. Like,
honestly, if they put nudity in it, it'd be number two. That was their mistake.
I mean, you think that was a mistake?
Like, when they put out those fucking pictures of her all fucking topless by the river, dude, and like, people totally expected that to be in the movie, and it wasn't.
Yeah,
and
seriously.
I honestly don't know what could have caused this. I mean, seems like this movie had like the perfect target audience, which is like the mainstream out there, and it just bombed.
I'm going to try and explain this. Like, do you still plan on seeing it?
Yeah. Carlos, No Drinks, wanted to go today, and I bet he went today without us. I'm pretty sure he did. But all right,
well, Rab, do you plan on seeing it?
Yeah, I'm going to see it.
There you go. All
right, well then, fuck. Well, okay, well, I don't anymore.
Why?
So that's one out of three. Because fucking, it's just... It doesn't seem like anything that special. It's Megan Fox being hot. If it was nude Megan Fox being hot, sure, I'd see it. But
all right, here's my whole thing on that. Like, Megan Fox is hot, obviously, but sometimes, like, it's really, really fucking hot. Even, like, just seeing a chick with, like, really skimpy hot underwear than actually seeing her fully blown naked. Especially since it's, like, the movie theater, you know, and you know you're not going to expect, like, something like porn. You guys know what I'm saying here?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying.
All I'm hearing is that you don't like boobs.
Like, all right. I was just, like, this is what I mentioned just a while ago.
No. Here, really quick. This is the point I was trying to get across.
All right.
Three of us were going to see it. Now one of us isn't, now that we've heard this. So that's a third of the people in this conversation that's not going to see it. So a third of the people, by these rational excuses, are not going to see it anymore.
But are you really, like, turned off of the movie just because you know she doesn't come out naked in it? Like,
I'm
really?
I'm not going to see it in theaters. Like, fucking, it'll be in Netflix soon.
Support the scene, you son of a bitch.
No.
You're the reason why horror movies are, like, so low in theaters and shit. That's why they don't open up in first place. Come on.
Are the problem, Joseph. We gotta
go back to the fucking 80s when, like, there was Freddy Krueger lunchboxes and parents would take their kids to see Friday the 13th, 99.
Come on. Rinse.
Ah.
Toe thumb.
Well, I still plan on seeing it. And what I was going to say is, for example, like what I mentioned a little bit ago before we started recording is the Dead Lantern guys, they're not big on Megan Fox, but I mean, it's understandable because they're like more old school into like old school horror movies. And since we're like the newer generation, we grew up with like these Megan Fox, like naked and shit. And well, not naked, but you know what I mean?
No, certainly not naked.
I mean, it's just the whole, it's hard to explain. It's just sometimes it's hot to see a chick, especially in movies, because you know you're not going to get full-blown nudity in the movie. So in a horror movie, you're just going to get boobs or, like, really hot underwear shots. And this,
I would take boobs.
The trailer from this movie, like, has that. Like, there's that one scene where she's, like, going to kiss her friend and she has, like, little blue undies.
Yeah, that's sexy.
So hot,
sure,
dude. Come on. I want to see this. I'm going to see it. I don't care. I'm going to give this money movie. I mean, I'm going to give this movie money. Ugh. Megan Fox has me all fucking scrambled in the brain.
All flustered.
But yeah, fifth place. Really sad. Really sad.
The movie looks like it's fucking really shitty, though. Like, it's just got hot-ass Megan Fox.
It doesn't look like anything special, but I mean...
Yeah,
it looks fun, though. Like, even
it's
when...
It's Megan Fox being hot,
like,
for an hour.
Her mouth is, like, all big too, with, like, sharp teeth and shit. Like, it looks cool. It looks like a teen horror movie, but a good one, unlike Valentine or Urban Legends, whatever. But yeah, I mean, that just takes us to the warm-up question. And to be honest, I meant to come up with one about Megan Fox, but I started street fighting. Training mode Abel, so I fucking forgot.
When he says street fighting, you mean playing Street Fighter, not actually getting out there and beating people up.
Yeah, Street Fighter.
I said that the other day. I was with some friends and I was like, yeah, I was just street fighting. Sorry, I'm late. And they were like, what? I just got all fucking like crazy.
All right, so Rab, come up with a question, quick.
Now.
Bust.
Megan Fox. What do you think she's wearing right now?
Nothing at all. She's right here next to me.
I'm gonna say, in all seriousness, she's probably like in some kind of party, some kind of like
on a Sunday night.
Sunday night, fucking
hipster party. I bet.
Yeah, I bet she's really in a great mood. Just lost $10 million in her movie.
She didn't lose the money, dude. She
fucking
her
movie
bank.
Lost $10 million.
Oh, and one thing that's funny is the chick who wrote it, Diablo Cody, is the chick who wrote Juno. So. She wrote a movie that was up for an Oscar, and now look what happened.
Yosh!
Yosh! But yeah, nothing to take away from her. Just kind of funny. Even though I like Juno. Most people hated it. I liked it. But then again, I like Napoleon Dynamite, so what the fuck do I know?
Fucking hate it. I did not like Napoleon Dynamite, and Juno was not my favorite movie.
I'd never watch Juno again, but I mean, I thought it was okay. I don't know what all the fucking crazy hype was about, that's for sure.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that. Like, it was decent.
Alright, but anyway, Megan Fox. What's up? Hit me up.
If you're listening, what up? It's Yosef. Call me back.
Call me, I'm the anime guy. I'm sure we can talk anime.
So good. Oh, wow.
All right, moving on. Fuck the worldwide weird. Mini reviews. Sup, guys? What have you guys seen lately, Rav?
Inglourious Bastards.
Woo! I haven't seen it.
Oh, you're fucking...
Really?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's fucking epic.
I was supposed to go like 10 times, and I didn't.
It was a great movie.
Yeah.
It was very good, but I'll be the first to say... Maybe not the first to say, probably like the 400,000th person to say, it's pretty flawed, like it has some like glaring problems, but all around it's a great movie. It's not like,
what do you
like? It's
a classic Tarantino. I mean,
yeah, but like I feel like he's letting his name get to his own head. Maybe, like,
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, like, one thing in particular, I thought the music was kind of off. Like, I thought it was kind of weird, like, some of the selections. Like, I usually, like, really dig, but, like... the musical style with his movies, but I just thought
I'm gonna strongly disagree with you on that one.
I thought the music was fucking awesome. I can't comment on the actual movie itself, but from what I've read, like, I can make comments. So, but first, you guys, keep going.
I'm gonna strongly disagree with you on that. I thought the music was fucking epic. I don't recall a single part where I was thinking that doesn't fit.
I do.
He's like, "Well, fuck you."
Then again, I did see it like 2 weeks ago, but so I can't really call out a part where it did or did fit.
But there was like some other stuff too. But I just don't want to go out there and like
make a fool out of yourself.
No, fucking douche. Like, I don't want to spoil it for you, basically, because you haven't fucking watched it yet. I mean,
well, I have read a lot about it, so I don't see how you could spoil it for me. So you could go if you want.
Do you know anything about the ending with Hitler?
I know he dies.
Okay, so that's good enough.
I know
the these are such like spoilers for the people who are actually listening who might not
have really. Seen it. Really, well, a fucking.
I mean, like,
whatever, man. Okay. We always
it's
spoil.
It's obvious the whole time that he's gonna get killed. But I thought one of the best parts was in the end, where they just zoom in on that one fool's face as he's just blasting Hitler in the mouth, just like with a Tommy gun for a good like 5 seconds, just blasting him in the mouth. That was fucking epic.
Let me just go ahead and say,
it's just blowing up.
For the next like 5 minutes, we're probably gonna be talking about this movie. So if you don't want to hear spoilers, skip like 5 minutes ahead.
yeah, it's a good warning.
But like that end part, like right there where he's like shooting fucking Hitler, like with a fucking Tommy gun, fucking the smoke from the fire, like on the theater screen, like you see the chick's face and she's like laughing. I thought that was a fucking awesome effect. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah, because the projector was hitting the smoke perfectly. Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
Like you still see like her face, like kind of like broken, like on the smoke and shit.
Mm-hmm. There's been so many movies out that I've been wanting to watch, and I've just been missing out. Especially Inglourious Basterds. I can't believe I missed that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing with your life.
It was like not... I think it was a little... like 2-3 months after I met you, Joseph, when I went to that screening of the original a couple years ago. With fucking cast and crew Q&A and shit. I went with my brother because it was like the DVD release party of the original with like Fred Williamson and shit. So, and I remember like then they were like talking about, they asked director Lorenzo something, I forgot his last name, what does he think about Tarantino remaking the movie? And I had no idea that he was even remaking it. But even back then, I just knew Tarantino was going to make it his own thing. And reading from like recent shit, like Tarantino has been working on that script for at least like 8 years or so, and he just told it's not technically not a remake because he made it his own. There's really nothing that's actually being remade, and if there's anything to back up the fucking term of reimagination that Rob Zombie keeps getting fucking, Rob Zombie. Yeah, but if there's anything such thing as a reimagination, like that's totally it. It's Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, because fuck Rob Zombie.
You just shed a tear.
Fuck Rob Zombie.
Fuck that guy. But anyway, what did you guys not like about the movie?
I mean, this isn't even a complaint, but it was really goddamn long, but you enjoy every minute of it.
That's what people are saying.
It was like 2.5 hours, and I have a hard time sitting down for I have a hard time sitting down for 2 hours watching something. I can do an hour and a half. I can do an hour to an hour and a half. 2 hours is pushing it for me. 2.5, I mean, I don't know. I know how I got through it. It was an epic movie, but that's just pretty goddamn long.
What about you, Rab?
Well, that just goes to show. I mean, like, I liked the movie, but I fucking had no idea it was 2.5 hours. I sat and I fucking enjoyed the whole thing.
Exactly. I'm not saying anything wrong with it. I enjoyed every minute.
But just I didn't even realize it was 2.5 hours. Shit. Mm-hmm.
From all the reviews I read, like online, it's usually like all these people who like shit, like that fucking Obsessed movie with Beyonce, like something like that comes out. and they would give it like, hey, I review movies and I give this like a fucking B. It did what it tried to do right. But then when I read like their Inglourious Basterds review, they were saying it was Tarantino's worst movie. The dialogue is bullshit. They just talk for way too long. And the death scenes are cut really quick. And it's fucking stupid because this is Tarantino we're talking about. Like, of course they're, like, there's long dialogue. Like, that's what Tarantino's all about. The same thing with, like, fast kills, the way, like, they do it in Kill Bill. Like, you don't see much violence or if, like, it's in black and white and shit because...
Oh, there are a couple of parts where you see violence.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, it doesn't stay, like, as graphic and, like, on screen because Tarantino's, like, he's a classic guy. The guy knows his movies. Like, he tries to pay tribute to his classic shit. Yeah. So, Inglourious Basterds obviously wasn't going to be full of all this fucking gore and shit. I don't know what people were expecting.
Yeah, Tarantino's, that's not a fucking horror movie. Like, people can't go in there expecting, like, fucking blood and guts, man.
Think about, like, Pulp Fiction. Like, the scene where fucking Vincent turns around is like, what do you think about this? And he shoots the guy in the head. Like, see the blood squirt everywhere, but it's like a really short shot. Like, you just see it for a couple seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like that. Like, I don't know.
And I think that's actually the only, like, really... That's probably the goriest part of the movie, really.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know what these people are fucking getting at, saying that Tarantino, the dialogue's too long. And these are the same fucking douchebags saying that Death Proof was a bad movie. If somebody doesn't like Death Proof, like, I don't want to fucking know you. I just don't want to know.
Which one's Death Proof?
Grindhouse?
Oh, God, yes.
Kurt Russell?
Like, jeez, I don't know. Oh, God, I was thinking Death Race. The Diesel movie. I was thinking, like, whoa, hold on, where is this podcast going?
You mean Twisted Metal?
You mean Jason Statham?
Yeah, Twisted Metal.
Jason Statham.
Is that who that's?
Imagine if Vin Diesel was in Death Race. God damn.
What's the difference between those guys?
I thought it was the same guy.
I honestly did.
They both do the exact same thing, and they just drive cars and movies. That's their
specialty. All white guys driving stuff. Like, that's... It's fill in the blank, really.
All right. Well, what would you guys give Inglourious Basterds? Scale from 1 to 10.
Ooh, boy.
People, my trusted sources are giving it like perfect A grades. So that's all I need.
I'm giving like a 9.5. This was, I'm gonna show this to my children.
They're saying it's the best movie of the summer, and I haven't seen it, but like it's really not a surprise for me to hear that.
What am I show this to my children on their, like, fifth birthday?
I'll go ahead and give it an 8.5. 8.5.
All right. Yeah. That's really good. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Joe, you remember when they introduced Homeboy with the baseball bat? I forgot what his name was.
Eli Roth?
I think his name was Hugo.
I think I know what you're getting at, but yes.
That's Eli Roth, right? The guy with the dark hair.
Yeah.
It's like Bushhead.
He is a sick ass in the movie, but I think I know what Grab's getting at. Go on.
Fucking douchebag.
There's a couple...
He was a sick ass in the movie. But...
Yeah. Like, you know when they first did the intro, like his little thing? They showed the fucking... The sign, and then they like fucking flashback to like some shit and this and that. And like, it's really cool. And then you think they're going to do that for like all the characters, but they fucking never do it again. Like, what the fuck? Like, that was, like,
They gave background on all of the main characters.
But they didn't, like, do that whole thing with the guy's fucking name, like, pops up all crazy and, you know.
One thing I read, too,
is in one way or another with each of the people, like, they didn't do it in the exact same way, but I thought you were getting at when they were introducing him and they showed the tunnel for a solid 6 minutes or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was just fucking weird. Like, I was sitting there like, okay, this guy's
a regular
sick
ass. Dude,
this guy's a sick ass. I want to see him. And then, like, 5-6 minutes later, I'm sitting there like, okay, that's a pretty tunnel. Now, where's the sick ass?
One thing I also read is that people were whining and crying about, oh, why didn't they explain why does Brad Pitt have that scar on his neck? Did that bug you guys?
I didn't even notice that.
Really? I think they, like, put emphasis on the scar on his neck a lot, like he was hanged or something, but I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen it.
Sure.
Maybe, I don't remember. Joe,
yes,
one more thing. Do you remember the quiet dude that they saved from the fucking tunnel, and he was supposedly like really crazy and, like, killed a bunch of Nazis, and he was, like, sharpening his knife the whole time. Like, they show him, and they, like, hype him up like he's this crazy, sick, like, motherfucker and this and that, and, like, he's gonna, like, explode and, like, do some crazy, sick shit or something. And then, like, he fucking, he just dies.
You don't want to call, you don't want to call shoving his pistol into another man's balls epic?
But that's the, that's all he does, is he, like, fucking shoots a dude in the nuts. Like, that's it. Like, he doesn't
like
even
12 times and starts a gigantic shootout.
You're like mentioning all the stuff that I read on reviews. Like, that's like exactly the same stuff people are talking about. Like, that tunnel scene, that a lot of people were whining about that.
Yeah, because that was that's almost why I didn't give it a 10. No, I'm kidding.
Tunnel scene didn't bother me that much, but just the fact that like this dude, like, he's like sharpening his blade for the whole like first half of the movie, and he looks like he's gonna like be like this crazy, like he's just gonna explode in a little while. Like something's gonna set him off, and he's gonna fucking explode. Like, but like all he does is fucking shoots the dude in the nuts, and then like he dies. That's it.
The way you say it, that's it. Whatever.
No way. Is that all he did? Like, I remember.
Yeah, that's
him
all he fucking did. That's all he did. Like he's just all quiet the whole time, and like doesn't say much, and then like at the bar, like when they're like sitting there at the table, like he. Like he keeps looking at the fucking the Nazi officer like all crazy, like with these crazy looks and shit, and like, but like
and
that's all he does.
Shoots him in the balls with his bullets.
Like he shoots him in the dick. That like who like that's some normal ass shit that like and any
whoa
would do to
you
a fucking
Nazi. You
want to
call shooting someone in the dick?
I've
normal?
Got to a mean, Nazi. I'd shoot the shit out of a Nazi dick. What?
Like, yeah, man, I've gotten shot in the dick, man.
No, but I mean, like, shooting a Nazi in the dick. Like, that's some shit that, like, Brad Pitt's character could have done, that the baseball guy character could have done. Like, it wasn't that crazy. That's all I'm saying. Like, he didn't, you know, like, I just kind of was expecting more. That's all I'm saying.
Since we're past the 5-minute warning, I don't want to say too much, but it did lead to a lot, him doing that. Like, it did lead to a lot happening.
Yeah, but, like, that's not his character. Like, he's, I mean, like...
I agree with you. He could have been more epic, but I still liked him in the movie. I liked his part. He was symbolic to the group being just fucking psychotic motherfuckers. But I do know what you mean. It could have been sicker if he would have done more.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we gotta move on. Oh, and just for like funny little shit, that guy, the baseball bat guy, that's Eli Roth. He directed Hostel and Cabin Fever and shit.
He was in Heroes. That's all I know.
What?
He's in this show Heroes, which I watched the first like 2 seasons of, and it's pretty sick.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, I don't even know if we're talking about the same guy, but whatever. Yeah, that was a long ass mini review.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
I don't even remember. I haven't seen much lately at all. I've been slacking on my horror. I saw like a couple of Masters of Horror episodes, like Dance of the Dead, but they were all bullshit. They're not worth talking about. They were all boring, stupid. Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Well, I actually do kind of want to give out one little anime mini review because I did finish it today. It's a show called Asu no Yoichi. ASUNOYOISHI.
I don't think anybody cares about spelling.
No, just a lot of people don't know that and they want to look it up.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Fucking, it's been done before, but this one was really well done. It's a samurai raised and trained in the mountains, and then he moves to the city. It's normally pretty funny, but this one, it was him moving to the city. The beginning part is some guy bumps into him, and he's apparently the school bully. He kicks his sword, and then he just, like, swings it and doesn't even hit the guy, but the guy just goes flying, like, across the city. Like, there's instant comedy going on. Big boobs all out throughout the whole thing. Just half the anime is about boobs. He's a pervert, and he's just got terrible luck, where literally, like, he'll be walking, tripping on a rock, and somehow Goku will jump in, teleport one of them, and then he'll just, like, land on their boobs. Just somehow he always manages to grab their boobs, and it's just really funny.
Awesome.
So what would you give it, like, scale from 1 to 10?
Well, I finished it today, and I'm still excited about it, and I'm giving it an 8, but in, like, a month or so, after it's, like, calmed down and settled in, I'd give it, like, a 7. Like, it's a really well-done attempt at a classic tale of samurai into the city, or like a trained mountain warrior into the city. So it's a really it's a job well done on that. So I'm gonna give it a 7.5.
Okay, we'll check that out. That's for sure. And that also reminded me that since this is an anime episode, I did actually see an anime, finish watching it yesterday. Not horror, but I did finish watching Street Fighter 2 V.
Yeah. Oh, man, I thought you were watching that.
What's up?
Yes.
What's up?
It followed nothing of the story at all. It was very inaccurate in many, many, many ways, but it was still good. Bison is one evil son of a bitch.
That son of a bitch bison.
You know, Chun-Li was like 15 and like in love with Ken. Very strange.
Yeah, that
was something.
Bison didn't kill Chun-Li's dad. Very strange. What else?
But I do want to say, much better than the Street Fighter 4 anime. Street Fighter 4 anime, the only way you can watch that is if you're with a group of anime nerds that know how to make fun of anime.
Nah, I thought it was pretty good.
I haven't seen
it. Not great, but I liked it.
I haven't seen it.
What could you have liked about it? I thought it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, like, you got to consider the first time you were watching it, you were with your fucking group of friends that were, like, making fun of it the whole time.
Nope. First time I watched it, I was in my room, and I thought it was fucking horrible. The second time I watched it, I was with my friends.
All right, well, enough Street Fighter. We're jumping into the rabble here.
You can never have enough Street Fighter.
I agree, but we're, like, jumping into the rabble.
All right.
Many people, like, most of these horror people don't care about Street Fighter except, like, the cool ones. Just insult our audience.
Right. You want to be cool, play Street Fighter. That's how you become cool.
Yes.
Yes.
One thing I want to know, though. Legit question, guys. Is that an infinite sun?
Is that an infinite sun?
All right, enough Street Fighter lingo. No more Street Fighter lingo. No more. But yeah, Street Fighter 2V. Very inaccurate with all that nonsense that it was. Seems like somebody just made it up. But it was still cool. Still cool to see, like, Ryu, Ken, Bison. It touched on every character, even Balrog and shit. So it was good times.
Guile was so crazy buff.
Sagat was a weenie.
Looking for DJ.
Sagat was a big weenie, but whatever. I'll give... Vega made that series, by the way. I fucking love the Vega episodes.
Yeah, the Vega episodes were sick, and the Sagat part was fucking hilarious. When he's talking to Ryu, I think we're going to be good friends.
Fucking weenie, dude. He's such a weenie in that show. But I'll give it a 6.5. It's pretty good. But yeah, that's enough for mini reviews. And we're like an hour into this, so that went on way longer than expected, as always. So,
yes.
What we're going to do now is we're going to go into Rab's Rabble. But after that, in case you'll notice, it's going to just sound different. Audio might change. Crispy's going to be there. And everything's going to be outdated because I'm going to edit in the second half of the show that I mentioned earlier that was saved from our destroyed audio from a past couple weeks. So, yeah, we're doing this today. I'm editing the second audio, so everything might change, but just be ready for that. So, yeah.
If you want to stop listening right after Rabble, we won't blame you.
Jeez.
No way, dude. I think, like, the second half is going to be way better than fucking this half.
Yeah, the first attempt was much better because we weren't so annoyed at everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking Skype!
Wasn't that still, like, the second try, though?
Fucking Skype, dude. Nah, that was the last try we did it. It was, like, the fourth time. No, wait, this is the fifth. That was the fourth. But all right. Lots of shit has been going on in Street Fighter universe, so it's time to move into the Rab's Rabble.
rabble. This week, I got these two scrubs on.
Yosh!
Yosef and Teen Idol. Because there's been a lot of shit. A lot of gaming, street fighting going on in the past 6 months that we haven't fucking done a podcast.
And it's so magical, dude. It's so magical it's just so hanging amazing. With your niggas playing Street Fighter. It's like nothing like it.
Oh, jeez.
It actually has been good times.
Yeah, dude, I fucking love fucking, that game.
We were all just... You guys. Well, actually, we were all just kicking it, drinking it, Dungeon. Then we were all just kicking it, drinking it, Rabs. Then we were all just kicking it, drinking it, my house.
Yeah, dude.
And Street Fighting all three times.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's kind of assumed.
That's how you got a bust.
So, fucking, a couple of, like, main points that I wanted to talk about that have happened in the past while. A while ago, I don't even remember when it was. When was EVO, guys? Like,
it was, like, July 27th or something.
Yeah. We went to EVO. And EVO, if you're not up on that jam, it's called Evolution. And it's the biggest Street Fighter and fighting game tournament in the, let's just say, in the United States, but it's,
yeah,
like, people from Japan come there because it's, like, so big and so, like, widespread. So, fucking, what? What?
That's
what
you laughing? She said.
Is that funny?
Whoa! I'm really, like, trying not to, but,
So, yeah.
It was really big and widespread. Go on.
Yeah. So anyway, we went there. That was in Las Vegas. It was a weekend-long event of street fighting and drinking
and partying. And gambling.
And for you, gambling, yeah.
Came up on that. I got Idol King of... what did I make, like 700 there? Got Idol King of Fighters, got you, like, $30. No, I got you like 50, got me like 60 bucks.
60 bucks, yeah, because, oh, really funny. I gave you like, I think it was the last day, like the last few hours that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you 10 bucks. I was like, yo, bet 10 on 13 black. And you went and bet it. 10
on 13 black, and I did first time, first black. Spin of the roulette table wins on 13 black.
60 bucks. Mm-hmm. So good. So good. And then I went and bought fucking Blaze Blue, the shittiest fighting game I've ever played in my life.
It's broken.
Is it the shittiest? I mean, it's like terrible, but is it the shittiest like, ever?
I'll say it's fucking gorgeous, like it's beautiful, but yeah. it's so like broken and retarded. Like it's Marvel, dude. It's Marvel.
It's Marvel, baby. It's Marvel, dude.
Yikes.
You just fucking mash and do crazy fucking combos and like shit's fucking like crazy infinites and nonsense that there's no escaping from and just
have
dumb,
we brought up West Coast Warzone yet?
No. I'm about to bring that up. So there was EVO, which was awesome. 3 days, party hardy, all day. Fucking me and Idol took a picture with Daigo. Most famous Street Fighter player in the fucking world. Fucking Daigo from Japan.
Daigo Umehara.
Diego Umehara is.
No. No.
Fucking, so yeah, that was pretty cool. It was fun. And then, after that, when was Warzone? Was Warzone
2 weeks
in August?
Ago.
Dude, it was like 3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Whatever. All right. So Warzone was awesome. That
well,
was.
Well, I got fired that day, so. It was 3 weeks ago.
There you go, fucker. It's called West Coast Warzone. It was the SoCal major, like Street Fighter fucking major tournament, because most regions have like their own majors. Like East Coast has East Coast Throwdown, Texas has like some shit that nobody cares about.
Wow. Have
a bunch of like their own like big major tournaments that are like smaller than EVO, but bigger than, like, a regular tournament. And so it was, like, this weekend-long thing. Street fighting and like, some other games that nobody really cares about, like Blaze Blue. Fucking, yeah, good times. We ate watermelon and,
meet lots of good people. That's what those things are all about.
Yeah, yeah, those things are all about socializing and fucking meeting people.
You could never elaborate how non-nerdy these things are, because I know that's what most people would automatically think.
Yeah, yeah, people think when you go to, like, Street Fighter tournaments, and just tournaments in general, that, like, all the people there are, like, super nerdy and, like, they all fucking smell. But it's, like, these people, like, they're fucking cool people. Like, you can meet, like, so many, like, hilarious fucking characters at these events, and that's what's awesome, is that, like, the fact that, like, this shit's becoming so big, like you kind of know these people, like, through videos and shit, and, like, through, like, whatever, and you just, like, know people have, like, certain characters about them, like, they have, like, particular, like, personalities and, like, things about them.
Even, and, like, even, like, at Evo, we were just strolling down the hallways, like, at 2 a.m., yelling Street Fighter 4 through the hotel room hallways, looking for a party, and we just happened to run into Filipino Champ. He takes us to his room where there's a group of people having money matches.
Yep.
It's good times.
And that was funny because we just left our hotel at fucking 2 a.m. with like a bunch of beer in our sticks. And we're like, guys, we're going to go have some fucking fun. It doesn't matter where.
Yeah. And it worked.
Yeah, it totally worked. And it was fucking awesome.
Because like, we did lose money in those matches, but
whatever.
Still good times.
But is that an infinite sun? is that an infinite?
Which reminds me, the infinite, that fucking Yeb, the Gen player,
oh,
was putting down at West
good
Coast
Lord.
Oh,
and by the way, in case anybody's wondering, people know me because I go by the name Yeb when I play.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
I'm at least gonna try. I'm gonna try, and when somebody calls me out, I'll just deal with it.
For people who don't know, Gen is at the total bottom of the tier list.
Yeah.
So for somebody to just come up like that and bust double perfects and shit on Magus,
who is very, very damn good. Like, that is nothing negative to say about Magus. He's a beast.
I fucking love Magus.
And he gets double perfected. Like, it really says a lot about Yeb.
Yeah. Like, most fighting games, they have, like, a tier list with, like levels of characters. Like, there's the top tier, which are, like, the best characters that are, like, ideally, like, the like ones that are easier to use and most powerful. Then there's the bottom tier, which is characters like Gen, who's, like, complicated and, like, really weak. So for this guy to make it to, like, top 8 with, like, all these top-tier characters and, like,
fourth
super
place.
Buff characters. Yeah, it's fourth place, dude. Fucking, and just, like, bust out. It, like, it was super impressive to see.
22-hit combo. Shit is not supposed to happen in that game.
I do have to say, I think that's the highest I've ever seen a Gen rank in a tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty sure. No
and
drinks.
Especially at, like, West Coast Warzone, like, a big tournament, too.
No drinks even said, like, 22 hits is, like, that's the new, like, legit record of combo hits, because the top was, like, 11, I think. Obviously
no,
not, like, 10, a fucking...
I think 18.
It's obviously not, like, a Seth type of move where, like, that kick connects and it does, like, 11 hits. No.
Yeah.
Like, it's an actual combo where you have to dash in and cancel shit out, and it's... Whoa!
Yeah, like, and the thing about these tournaments is, like, the fucking hype, man. Like, the ends of the tournaments, like, when they're, like, reaching, like, the top levels, like, top 8, top 4, like, shit gets crazy. The rooms fucking explode, like, there's crazy comebacks, and it's, like, people are
I gotta say, like, even though I haven't been to, like, obviously other tournaments in other places, like, it seems like it's the West Coast mostly that has all that crazy hype.
See, like, I want to agree with you, but when you see videos and fucking hear West Coast people talking about going to East Coast tournaments, like, those dudes, like, I don't even know if that's hype, but those dudes are, like, mean. dudes in the East Coast, like, you know, like, the way, like, dudes from New York talk, like, they fucking talk about fast jive talking, like, and, like, just being fucking hurtful. So, I don't know, but, like... But yeah, like, these fucking tournaments, like, East Coast, West Coast, whatever, dude, hype. It's fucking exciting.
People screaming at
really
their
quick,
top their lungs.
I do want to say, if anybody wants a good example of hype, search on YouTube, Evo Moments number 37? Is that the Daigo full parry?
Just search Evo Daigo Justin Wong, and then you'll get it.
Or just visit my YouTube channel. Teen Idol, one word. Number one as the I, and then you'll see some West Coast Warzone videos I posted up where you could hear me, Rab, just shouting our lungs out. And no drinks. Talking and shit at Sagat.
It is Evo moment number 37. If you want to see hype, that is hype. Like, at one of its highest.
Yeah.
Talking shit at Sagat.
I think that fucking Gen versus Sagat, the Yep versus Flow match, that might be the most hype I've ever seen, where people are literally jumping up, screaming, actually booing at Sagat.
So sad you had to leave, Joe.
Yeah, that sucks.
That thing was fucking... Like, the room was, like, whatever. Like, dead silent when Marvel was going on. And then Third Strike came on, and the room was like, okay, waking up. Like, this is a little more exciting. But then Street Fighter 4 came on. Fucking everybody was wide awake and just...
blew the fucking roof off.
Foaming out of their mouths and shit.
Like, and that's the thing with these fucking, like, majors and shit. Like, you're somewhere for, like, a whole weekend, and this shit goes down Sunday night. Like, it's, like, the whole weekend leads up to these last moments on Sunday night. And it's, like, even for someone who, like, doesn't even play Street Fighter, like, it's just so fun to just experience and just, like, just fucking scream and just have fucking crazy fun, dude.
Yeah. And even when, like, the actual tournament's not going on, like we said, you could just go to your hotel room and you could hear people, like, walking down the halls just mashing on buttons and having a good time, laughing their asses off. Could leave your door open, whatever. Let anybody in. Meet new people.
Yep.
Fucking ham and cheese sandwiches.
Ass gas or grass.
We scored some free pizza, you know?
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, we did.
That was so random.
Cammy from Get Your Tournament, like, just came up to us and, like, asked us for a light for a cigarette, you know?
Sons of bitches.
Shit's, yeah. It's epic, dude. Like, we see Cammy on videos, obviously, for GYT, but, like, to, like, see her in front of us, like, whoa.
So nerdy just to be like, oh, my God, she asked me for a lighter. Shit.
Yeah, dude. Like, and this is just somebody who does YouTube videos. Like, come on.
These fucking players, like, top players, they become fucking celebrities, man.
Yeah,
like,
that's
what everybody wants. Like, that's what we want. Like, that's what people who play this game want, is to just become that good at the game to where people just know your name.
We don't care about actually winning the tournaments. It's just all about being known for what
get your
you
name out there.
Look at Yeb, dude. Who was Yeb before West Coast Warzone? And the dude, like, during his match, after his matches with, like, Magus, when he got the double perfect, he got a standing ovation for, like, everybody went crazy screaming his name and shit when the match was over for a good, like, 3 minutes. Then it got kind of quiet for, like, 10 seconds, and then everybody fucking erupted again. Like, that guy just made fucking memories for his life right there.
Dude became a fucking superhero.
Yeah. Yeah. That nigga Tatsu, too.
Oh, Tatsu.
Tatsu.
Yep.
Like, yeah, lots
not
of
even gonna go ahead and, like, elaborate on why Tatsu's important. Like, I'm not gonna
Tatsu's just pretty. Excellent Vega player, but the guy is pretty, dude.
Tatsu's the prettiest man you'll ever see.
And like, we're the straightest people you'll ever know, but I mean, you look at Tatsu and it's like, whoa.
Oh, man.
But yeah, lots of top name players. You know, you got Mike the Boss, Mike the Hype, Big Boss, maxed out attributes, level 99 Ross.
Jesus.
Oh, fucking shit. Busting shit up with E Honda, Edmund Theodore Tobias III. It's ridiculous. Who else we got? Top names.
Bust a bust.
I mean, there is two
bust a bust. Gutex, most stylish nigga you'll ever meet.
So stylish, dude.
And like, big kudos to him, man. He's handling lots of tournament shit. Like, he handles all the PR and stuff.
Guy's just a Street Fighter 4 evangelist. Getting the shit out there. That's what he is, dude.
You got Bust the Bust, Fierce the Ass Able.
Dude, there's a bunch of people, man. There's fucking, like, Ed Mom, fucking Combo Fiend, like,
people listening don't know these names, but yeah, like,
you could just YouTube their names in like Street Fighter 4 and you'll fucking see their nasty skill.
Yeah, he's sick. Good times. Good times.
Good times indeed.
Street Fighter 4. So if you guys want to play Street Fighter 4 with us, or even if you don't play it and you want to learn, I'm sure we'd be happy to help you get good.
And you got to plug in SRK, because, I mean, like, there's tournaments going on everywhere, not just these, like, big cities like LA and stuff.
Yeah. Fucking sureyoucan.com. Sureyoucan.
Sureyoucan.
So, yeah, we should probably wrap this shit up so I can go to sleep, because I'm sleepy. So, Evo, Warzone, Street Fighter. Yosh!
Yosh!
Okay, guys. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, that's the rabble.
See ya. Yosh. Now it's time for our main feature, the movie that gave me the whole idea for this episode, and happens to be one of my favorite zombie movies of all time. I will gladly put this on my top five and stand by it. And I'm talking about Japan's another Shaun of the Dead type slash Dawn of the Dead buddy zombie comedy called Biozombie. So, Crispy, you have the synopsis. Lead the way. Yeah.
Woody and Bee are a pair of average young men working at a CD store. They enjoy scamming customers, playing video games, and chasing the beautiful women who hang out around the mall. On one evening, however, the two hit a pedestrian while on a joyride and end up with a dead body in their trunk. Unfortunately for Woody and Bee, this is the beginning of their trouble. The dead body was once an employee of a mysterious biochemical company and is now infected with a strange formula which transforms the hapless small goers into an army of blood-hungry zombies.
Yes. Biozombie. Like the synopsis said, this movie's about two buddies, and
Really quick, on that, what are their names? Winnie and Bee?
Woody Invincible
Woody.
And
Woody, Disney. Woody, yeah. I love fucking Woody Invincible's name.
That's exactly what Rab was saying.
The names are kind of funny too. Did you guys notice the two girls are named Jelly and Roll?
Yes.
I didn't know it was Rolls. I thought it was Bros at first. I'm like, Rose. But then they're like, no, it's Rolls. I was like, oh shit.
Well, yeah, this movie's about two buddies like Shaun of the Dead, but it takes place in a mall, which is why they call it Japan's answer to Shaun of the Dead and Dawn of the Dead. And like I said, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. We all saw the dubbed version. Wait, did you see the dubbed version, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the dubbed version is fucking hilarious. We did try watching it with subtitles for like the first 2 minutes, and it was already really bad. So
yeah.
The dubbed version is the way to go. I saw this movie a really long time ago, but I've seen it like a million times since then. And I think it just has a perfect balance of comedy, drama, and horror, because it does have some good like zombie action. It's funny as balls. I thought it was fucking hilarious. Especially
yeah, it's
like
very funny.
Crazy Bee and Woody, they have this exaggerated like Japanese acting. Like the way they walk is so exaggerated. The way Crazy Bee runs, just everything. It's so exaggerated.
Yes, loved that.
It's so hilarious. Like
Woody has the Vince McMahon walk.
Yes. There's like that one scene where he's walking back into the store when like after they mug Rolls, and for like 2 seconds he's walking so stupid, exaggerated. It's so funny. I think you laughed at it, Crispy, when we were watching it.
Right. I remember you saying you wanted to walk like them. You know when. When like the cops saw them and then they were trying to like run away.
Yeah, it's so good. What did you guys think like about Well, Rab, you said you didn't consider Tokyo Zombie like a horror movie. Was this like any different? This one is a lot more serious, like towards the end, but in a really good way. Just like like Shaun of the Dead, it was kind of sad towards the end, even though like some people didn't like that. But I dug on it, and this is just exactly like that. It has a really touchy point in the end.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna have to go ahead and come out with this whole thing that I fuck like. What makes this horror besides the fact that it has zombies? Like when I think horror, I think like shit that has like suspense and like shit that like is scary. I mean, that's horror, right? You're horrified, you're scared. I mean,
horror movies have a really large, vast definition, especially since most classic horror movies aren't really that scary. When we were trying to record this last week or whenever, I mentioned that in my cinema class, they showed us like the very first, what's considered to be the first horror movie of all time, and it was like a silent movie.
Yeah.
And the thing that made it horror was not the fact that there was like monsters around or anything, but just the like the gothic dark setting and the fact that there was like an actual kidnapping and murder, I think, in the movie. But I think the whole monster thing wasn't really introduced or established until like Nosferatu came out later on in the, or like around that same period, like in the 20s or 20s? I don't know, I forgot. But yeah, most of the classic horror movies are actually funny. Like when you look at them back now, they're funny. Like Nightmare on Elm Street, for example. But then you have the more serious horror movies like Halloween, which are fucking terrifying. So I don't know. I guess that's why horror movies are one thing, but then there's the whole subgenre of horror comedies because they have monsters and death and gore, but they also have the comedy. Yeah. At least that's my take on it.
I would agree with you. Like, for what I've seen, the difference is, I agree with Rab also, is what the fuck is horror? Because if you look at it, there's Halloween, and then there's Biozombie, where you see somebody running around scaring the shit out of people, people screaming in the theaters, and then you see in another horror movie, people running around with their arms flailing with zombies tripping over each other and shit, like funny shit. And I'm so happy Rab asked that because I wanted to hear what you had to say about what the fuck is horror.
But this can also go to what we were talking about earlier, is the action movies. If you look at older action movies like Rambo, they're totally serious. But then you look at the action movies now, like the last Die Hard movie, for example, and it had Justin Long cracking jokes every once in a while. So it's kind of the same thing, don't you think?
Okay, yeah, sure. So you can add comedy. I don't know how to phrase this. Like, you can add comedy to a movie and kind of recreate that genre.
Yeah, like, it kind of creates a whole new subgenre of movies, I guess. That's the best way I could put it, at least. It's just a whole different subgenre. It's part of that, like, family tree, but it's just, it goes another different way. What about you, Crispy? Like, what do you have to say on this?
Well, since we're talking about if it's like horror or not, I mean, we all know why it's like horror comedy, right? Because it's just about zombies. It's funny, but wait, what was I saying? I'm lost.
All right, moving on.
Wait, what are we?
Crispy's
no,
like,
no, not moving on. Like,
Crispy is sleeping. It's so late.
It's not that. It's just because you guys are talking about something else, and I was just like trying to see what exactly you guys were trying to say. You know.
It's fine. All right. Well, we were also talking about the exaggerated acting, and just some like small research that I did. I couldn't really find much on Woody Invincible, which is Jordan Chan. But then Crazy Bee. Do we all agree that Crazy Bee is like the favorite of the movie? Because he's totally my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sickest.
he's actually been in so many movies that I love, and I always notice him when I see him in movies. He was in an action like comedy, there you go, called Gen X Cops, that was directed by Jackie Chan's uncle, I think, Benny Chan. And then in that movie, he's Crazy B. He's totally still Crazy B, but he knows like really crazy kung fu, and it's a real sick movie. You'll fucking love it, Joe. And then he's also a great, like, really serious actor, because he's in another movie called Dog Bite Dog that's, like, really, really fucking sad, but it's just as brutal, because it's, like, he plays, like, this crooked cop chasing the... Did you guys ever see Jet Li's Unleashed? Or Danny the Dog?
No.
Well, it's called Danny the Dog, the import. But you've seen it, Crispy? The one where he's, like, tied up? All right, well, this movie, Dog Bite Dog... It basically takes, like, that whole story again. Like, Crazy B's a crooked cop, and he's chasing this, like, crazy hitman that was unleashed. Like, as a dog. Like, he's kept in a chain or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he just falls in love with this chick that gets, like, abused or whatever. And kills, like, a lot of people, and Crazy B, like, just goes on his way to catch him. And I don't know. It's just a really good fucking cool movie. It's really violent. And I mean, that's Crazy B. He's a fucking awesome actor. I think he makes this movie like really damn good, right, guys?
In Biozombie,
right?
Yes,
definitely.
What were some of your favorite like comedic parts? Like mine, I have so many, but one of them that I always remember is when they're when he's fighting with Kui in their shop or whatever, in Roll's shop. They're like, you go, I go. I go, you go.
Oh, I love that part.
Yeah.
Fine, we'll stay. They're just like repeating what each other is saying. Fine, we'll stay. It's just classic Crazy B all over.
Mm-hmm.
What about you guys? What's some of your favorite parts? Crispy.
Well, yeah, that part you mentioned. There was also a scene, I guess, in that part where the whole... cup of noodles thing, you know, like you can see the jealousy on that one guy. I thought that was pretty funny how like he treated his wife.
Cooey.
You know, like it's funny because that's how I am, like, you know, it's like I like shrimp flavored, right? And then she gives everyone else like chicken, and it's only her and B, I think, that have shrimp. And then he's like, why you give him the shrimp one, you know? And then she's like, well, because you didn't ask, you know. And then he offers her like his shrimp, and then he just like throws the shrimp one he gave her, and it was just like, fuck, he's fucked up, you know.
And it's also funny how he talks to his wife throughout the entire movie, like, shut up, what do you know?
I know, he's like, you're stupid, what do you know?
Yeah. You're just a woman, what do you know? He says it like 20 times.
Yeah.
What about you, Joseph?
Well, my favorite part didn't happen. if they would have gone
here we go. Here
done
we go.
More in the bathroom.
The bathroom scene?
Yes, absolutely. Like,
which one?
The like, bathroom when... sex scene.
Oh.
What other bathroom scene?
Well, the first part where like he gets attacked, the sushi guy gets attacked. Or
yeah,
whatever.
I wish he took a longer shit.
Right.
Like,
go on.
Honestly, I mean, that. What's her name? Do you know her name? Like, the girl?
Her real name? No, I don't know her real name.
Oh, okay, fine. Then we'll Rolls. That's a good female. That is a good example of female right there.
Drunken sex in the bath is your thing, Yosef.
All damn day.
I like how Rat just busts in laughing.
No, but, also something, I'm just gonna go off on the boobs in this movie, something funny is, what is the guy's wife's name?
Mrs. Cooey.
Mrs. Cooey.
Yeah.
Towards the end, I loved how, like, the zombie's tearing everybody, well, at least those two, apart, and she jumps in, and her clothes are the only ones that ever get ripped in the whole movie, and it's just right at the like, that was just great. That was perfectly done.
What about you, Rab?
I fucking loved all the fucking video game references, because there's
a lot
of video game references.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many. Like, when they're playing fucking House of the Dead, like that's pretty much where they learn to shoot the zombies in the head or, like, hurt the zombies' heads.
There, yeah, there's that split second scene where Crazy B remembers him shooting the zombie in the head, and then he just yells it out, "Shoot him in the head!"
And
I loved his expression. He was like, "Oh, good idea."
Like, and then, like, certain, like, when they got the weapons and shit, like, when Woody got the camera, the little, like, no battery symbol, like,
yeah,
on top of the screen, and then when he got the gun, like, it says, like, reload.
And the key, the little key icon.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so much shit like that, and then there's, like, that stat screen where it's, like...
Resident Evil. That's totally Resident Evil. The first.
Where they all get their weapons and... Like, it shows, like, a little bio of them and it has them, like, turning.
And their sex drive.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That was...
That was so funny. That was good.
Shit was so funny. And fucking B. B was so sick with the fucking, with the Game Boy camera, like, using it to, like, peek around.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh.
He, like, sticks it out the door, takes pictures, and then looks.
I remember. Did anybody else have that thing? Did anybody else have the Game Boy camera?
I didn't.
Yeah, me neither.
I did.
That shit was too rich for my...
when that one nerd goes in complaining about the burn, the pirated DVDs too, he gets the like Sega Saturn light gun and he points it to his head. He's like, pick two pornos and get out.
That was one of my favorite parts.
Like, you're lucky I don't shoot you in the head, and it's like a fake gun.
And it's like that's a hand fucking... hand cannon, I guess. Just that was just like a gigantic gun the size of his arm.
Yeah, it's really good that you brought up that fucking House of the Dead and like game shit, because it does have a lot. That shit's pretty cool. And another like little fun fact is, you guys know how Crazy B mentions he wanted to watch a movie with like a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Like, one thing that I did notice a lot of times when I've seen the movie was a Titanic poster in the background. And I read on IMDb that apparently that's the movie he wanted to go watch. So,
wow.
That's just something really random and funny.
Says who? Like, was that just in the fucking, like, deleted scenes or what?
I read it on IMDb, but it was quoted, like, from a production assistant or something.
Oh.
And, were you going to say something, Joseph?
Yeah. Something I was curious about, like, besides the whole little quirky them being better friends throughout middle of the movie, what was the point of it being his birthday? It was B's birthday.
Because
and, like,
the end, right?
Yeah.
The dramatic end.
Shadows to, like, the sad part of the end.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I understand that, but I thought it was a little cheesy.
It's a good thing to bring up, because that's a good segue. This movie, like, towards the end also gets serious for a couple minutes, but I thought it worked in a really good way, because, like, these guys are scumbags. Woody and Crazy B are total scumbags, but you just, throughout the movie, you just learn to love them, like, a lot as characters. So at the end, when, like, Crazy B gets bit and he's dying, and, you know, like, Woody Invincible is, like, all coming to his aid, and... they're about to take his picture when the zombie just busts in and kills him. Like, that was fucking sad, dude. That was, like, a really sad moment. Because Crazy B was, like, the best character in the movie. Well, like, to me, he was, like, a lot of the personality, so... Unlike Tokyo Zombie, like, this movie...
Yeah, it's good you brought that up.
This movie brought, like, executed the drama really good. What did you guys think about that part? Crispy.
I think, well, like... Hello?
Nothing, go on.
Yeah. I thought it was better than Tokyo Zombie, because, you know, on Tokyo Zombie, it was, like, the two parts, and it kind of, like, threw you off a bit, but this one, like, just, I mean, everything fit, so, I mean, it kept you entertained, it was funny, like you said, it had serious parts towards the cheesy end, I liked it better than Tokyo Zombie, so I thought it was good.
What did you think about that sad moment, Rab? Did it bother you at all?
I can't say that it, like, bothered me. Like, I guess... Like, I'm kind of torn. Because he was a really cool character. Like, he was really, like...
like in that moment, like right before it happened, like that was a really like, you know, like emotional moment, you know, like, it's like sad and shit. And well, I guess like, cause he was saying that like he would want to die before turning into a zombie. Like he wouldn't want to turn into one. So, I mean, like better off having a zombie kill him than his friend, you know, having to fucking shoot him in the head or something.
Yeah. Although he does like stab him, but he kind of like he does it as a favor because Crazy B asked him not to let him become a zombie. So.
Yeah.
Yosef, you sound like you didn't really. Oh, all right. Well, before we go on, Crispy actually has to go. Crispy. Oh, okay. Never mind. Well.
No. All
right. Just like putting all these like sad faces in the chat, like
Shut up.
All right, then. Well, what did you... it sounds like that sad part bothered you, Yosef. So what did you think about that?
A little, because Crispy... B was an important part of the movie, and I thought he was a real sick ass, of course, and him having a normal death would have been sick. I think he at least should have died and been a sick ass, then have the zombie come. If my memory is not mistaken, did he die and then the zombie came, or did the zombie come as he was dying?
He was turning into a zombie.
Okay. So fucking I would have rather had him like killed, so then his friend doesn't need to like fight him off as a zombie, you know? But, and now, as I was saying this, I kind of remembered the ending. I don't know if we want to say that right now.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Alright, because I thought that was really strange that after all of that, they just say, well, okay, that was something that I liked and didn't like is the ending, because it was kind of like, yeah, well, that was good times, and now we're all zombies. Cool. Because he finds, Rolls finds the drink that started all of this, and now instead of living the rest of their life hiding from zombies, they just end it with becoming zombies, making the entire movie just cool instead of a really...
I'm gonna have to kind of disagree, just because yeah, like after, towards the end when Woody and Rolls escape, they go to the gas station and he notices it's all empty and he sees the like warning on the TV. So just like a little thing I kind of stand by is every horror movie should not have a happy ending. It just shouldn't have a happy ending. And this movie, like, it you'd think it was going to have a happy ending, but it just totally takes a left turn. And yeah. It's such a dark ending.
And that's what I'm saying.
It's a really dark ending for a comedy movie. And that's what I thought made it really good, the ending, because like after all that, it's like Woody just loses hope, even though they were being totally badass, and he just lost hope at the very end, so he just decided to fucking take a sip of that drink that turns him into a zombie, and like he doesn't bother to tell Rose that she already drank it, so he just does it with her. I thought it worked well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it. Well, I kind of disagree with the whole happy ending part, because it kind of was, if you look at it in the right way, it's everybody he knows and cares about is a zombie. He sees no other reason to live a normal life, so he says, fuck it, join him.
But it's not something...
And then just drinks it up.
It's not something like 28 Days Later, where after all that craziness in the end, like, oh, an airplane, we're saved, ha. What a happy movie. No, it's like, it's sad that they didn't escape. These people you just like learn to love throughout the movie actually ended up dying, just like the rest of the world was apparently getting infected.
Fuck it, so... I love them as zombies.
All right,
I would love them as zombies.
What did you think of the ending, Crispy?
I still want extended bathroom scene, even if they're zombies.
Well, I like the ending. Like I said, everything went like well together, and I didn't notice that like he knew, I guess, like when I saw it the first time, because I saw it twice, you know, I thought that they didn't know and they just drank it because they forgot, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it gives you that, like, you know, like, it leaves you hanging, like, wanting to see, like, what happened or, you know, if they're gonna make, like, maybe a little, what is that called? Like, a sneak preview of maybe what could be next. Yeah, like, you know, at the end of the movie, they kind of show, like, a little piece missing or something. Yeah. I thought they'd do that, but I guess not.
Well, what did you think, Rab?
I thought it was really, you didn't really see it coming. Like, it's fucking totally, like, right out of left field. Fucking, it just gets grim, you know? Like, I liked it. Like, I like the way that it ended. I just don't know how much I would have liked it if they would have, like, survived and, like, went to go fucking hang out and fight zombies, you know? Because, I mean...
Yeah.
Basically, like, their whole hood is fucked. Like, all their fucking friends and all their homies, like, they're all fucking dead. And, I mean, Roll drank that shit, and he just says, like, fuck it.
Well, Roll didn't know...
Well, yeah. She didn't know. And then he sees her drinking it, and he says, God fucking damn it. Whatever, you know?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we just lost Crispy, so...
God damn it.
Good night, Crispy. I don't know what happened. But, yeah. Biozombie, anything else you guys want to say about it before we give our final scores?
Oh, one note that I do want to give out that I thought was
the
fucking
bathroom
hilarious.
Scene.
I think it was about halfway through when the first security guard is in the parking lot and he gets, like, pulled under a car.
Yeah.
That was so, like, that was the first thing. I actually made a note of it. It was so cheesy and dumb. Like, he gets pulled under the car, and then a good, like, 30 seconds later, just you could almost see the person on the other side of the car just throwing a bucket of red liquid. Like, it just flashes and explodes everywhere.
But that was really cheesy in a good way.
It was funny. But that's just one thing I want to make a note of. It's like halfway through the movie, it's just a hilarious, just... I honestly pictured the guy throwing the blood out of a bucket.
What about you, Rav? Anything else you want to mention?
Did want to mention, like, I really dig when zombie movies do the thing where, like, near the climax, like, near, like, when the end of the movie is coming up, I guess, the leftover characters, like, whoever's, like, still alive, they all of a sudden become total badasses and get like, weapons and start just, like, fucking zombies up and shit.
Yes.
That happened in this movie. That happened in Prom.
Dance of the Dead.
It was called. Yeah. Dance of the Dead. It kind of, sort of happened. Tokyo Zombie. Not as, like, hardcore, I guess. I think it was, like, near the beginning to me. Wait, who the fuck's calling me? Why are you calling me, Adel?
It's not me. I think Crispy's trying to get back on.
I don't even know if I should answer it.
I don't think I could answer it. Yeah, because if you answer it, it'll end everything. But... I think she could jump in.
Yeah, there we go. No, did we get her back?
No, I don't think so.
All right, well, we're working on getting Crispy back in here.
All right, well, what are you guys' final scores? Rab.
I give it 6.5.
Really?
Yeah, 6.5.
Wow. What about you, Yosef?
I'm a little torn because I did really enjoy it. And I'm not even torn. The only thing that is throwing me off in giving high ratings to everything we've been talking about today, this one gets another 8 from me.
Yeah, I could see that. Like I said, this is one of my favorite movies, so I'm totally right there with you. I will give it... I'll give it an 8.5, actually. It's just one of my favorite movies of all time. Zombie movies. So, yeah, that's Biozombie. Crispy keeps trying... Oh, wait a minute.
Get the...
Crispy. Okay, Crispy's back. We just gave out our scores, Crispy. So what do you give Biozombie?
I give it a 7.
A 7?
Why?
That's
good. Did everyone give higher?
Yeah. Rab gave it the lowest. He gave it like a 6.5.
Now don't take it the wrong way. Like I'm not saying that I like didn't like it. Like 6.5 is still like above average.
Yeah, yeah, like, totally.
Five is average. Yeah. Like this is the next.
Five is average.
I just
this
thought
is the classroom. 5% doesn't mean F.
I just that thought you'd like
five
this.
Is average. It's
like bio. Above.
I thought you'd like this a lot more than Tokyo Zone.
Mm-hmm.
We get it.
But it's okay. We all give it pretty good scores. Go watch BioZombie if you can find it. I believe torrents are out. That's how Yosef saw it. And yeah.
BioZombie, I saw through torrent, yes. By fully legally downloading these torrents off of this thing called the internet.
Fuck 'em. Fuck 'em. We'll watch movies however we can. All right, well,
yes,
that's our reviews for the week.
You know what? Fuck it. 7.
Fuck it. There you go.
No, you can't change it. Come on. Come on. Why are you changing?
No, fuck off. I do what I want. I do what I want. Shut the fuck up.
Do it. Do it then. I don't care.
All right, all right.
Go away.
Easy, you two. Easy.
Done.
That's BioZombie and Tokyo Zombie. That's our first installment of Japanese horror movies. Hope you enjoyed it. Next week, either I don't know how this is gonna work because of the how time is going. Either we're going to do Halloween 2 and Final Destination, the Final Destination, whatever part 4, or we're gonna go with another theme episode and do murderous females, and we'll review Hard Candy, which has Ellen Page from Juno, and an indie horror classic that's really big in the underground scene. Like, this was a really good movie. Starring Angela Bettis is May. And I know Crispy's been excited to watch May forever.
I really wanted to slip in. Juno,
are
sick!
Are you surprised?
What was that, Crispy?
I said I hadn't seen it. Are you surprised?
Yeah.
You told me to hold off on it, so I listened. I'm like, well, you're like, don't watch it yet, because I'm not sure. So I'm like, okay.
All right, well, we might do that or those two new theater release movies, so we'll see how that goes.
When you said Final Destination and then Joe said that he was going to slip in, I thought that he was going to say something about no items.
Gee!
About
Smash
what?
Reference. Don't Smash reference.
No items.
Oh.
No items. Final Destination.
Super Smash Brothers. Sonic. So I'm going to say Sonic. All right, well, usually we read fan mail, but we didn't get any. So, where you at, Ill Gil? Where you at?
Nah, dude, fuck it. That guy's a machine. Like, he's just a fucking legend around here. He doesn't have to do shit.
Exactly. Yeah, you have a point, dude. He fucking made us that gift. He could sit on his ass for the rest of his life. But we did get one message, and it was again from from our buddy Doiner. And it's a shameless plug. Not even a shameless plug, actually, because this is something cool that should be plugged. November 6th through 8th, Drunken Zombie, there's going to be Drunken Zombie Podcast is doing a Drunken Zombie Film Festival. So if you haven't heard of Drunken Zombie, really good fucking podcast. Obviously, film festivals are always cool, especially when it has people from the actual scene that know what they're doing. And the Dead Lantern Splattercast is actually working on their second film, Outpost Doom, which is a sequel to The Grand Horror. They've been trying to edit it to premiere it at the Drunken Zombie Film Festival. So, you know, it's got hype around it in the horror movie community. So, Drunken Zombie Film Festival, November 6th through 8th. Message me and I'll send you more info or link you to, like, Doiner's page. Or you could just find Drunken Zombie on iTunes, I'm sure. Podomatic, whatever. So yeah, I guess the only things that are left is the question of the week for the audience, the listeners, and the plugins. So real quick, what would you guys rather do, like May and Hard Candy or Halloween and Final Destination for the next one?
Halloween and Final Destination.
Crispy?
Whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yosef? Oh, well.
You can call me for the next Japanese episode.
Yeah. All right, well,
So it's up to you, Idol.
We'll see. Depends on how the time goes by, like our schedules and whatever. But the question for the listeners of the week is, what are some movies or topics you would like us to cover? Anything specific, like monsters, vampires, werewolves, zombies, serial killers, whatever. Just tell us what you'd like to hear, and I'll take it into consideration and see what we get. And you could send in your answers on our MySpace, which is myspace.com/slackers8myneighbors. Our Podomatic page, which you should go subscribe on, which is Podomatic. No, it's www.slackers8myneighbors.podomatic.com. So, yeah. Or you could just email me at teenidol_12@yahoo.com. So, yeah, that's the show for this week. Yosef, you wanted to plug something in?
One shameless plug. Yeah, just if anybody wanted to add me or add me on Xbox Live, I'm on every night. If you want to ask me stuff, ask me out, cuss me out, anything.
Send nudes.
Then just, my gamer tag is Spins Effing Cool. All one word, SPINSEFFINGC00L. All right, add me if you have any love, hate, questions, conversations.
Or you want to just talk anime or Smash Brothers for that.
If you want, yeah, sure.
Maybe
or
you guys,
Smash Brothers.
Maybe you guys can
daring and daring, maybe.
You want to plug in your gamertag, Rab? Just for sure. It's
damn it, Rab. That's my gamertag. Damn it, Rab.
All one word.
Damn it, Rab.
No spaces, no anything.
And we're not kidding.
One word.
Mine is teen space idol space 12, as in 1, 2. So hit us up. Left 4 Dead, Street Fighter 4, Blaze Blue, King of Fighters 12, anything. And yeah, that's the show for this week.
Most of Street Fighter.
Yeah. Josh? Josh! You guys are sleeping. That was way too late. Ugh. Anyway. Anyway, so what'd you think of the show, Yosef?
Good times, good times. I'm... What?
Alright, well...
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
That's episode 4 for all you listeners. Hope you enjoyed it. And stay tuned. Keep in touch with the web, with the MySpace, and we'll let you know what we're doing next time. So take us out, Yosef.
This has been Slackers Ain't My Neighbors, episode 4.
Yes, it has.
Good night.
Good night.
Night, guys.
Night.
Good night.
Gosh.